crowds start gathering shortly after dawn. Drumming and trumpeting accompany the worshippers through the streets of Oshogbo and into the cool shade of the Oshogbo sacred forest. There they head to the riverbank, where sacrifices and prayers are made to Oshun, the river goddess. Cowbells rattle up more prayers. Some worshippers, like Omolola Adebisi, have travelled many miles to take part in the once-a-year festivities.
This festival is very important to Yoruba because of the Yoruba culture. From our great forefathers, it has been doing right from then, right up to then. So it's very important to all Yoruba's land.
The Yoruba believe that Osun, the river goddess, has the power to grant wishes. Devotees, many dressed head to toe in white, remove their shoes and brave the muddy riverbank to say prayers and throw sacrifices of white doves, food, or even money into the water. Sacrifice is essential, says Louisa Onaoa, who works at the National Museum.
It is believed that if you, in traditional religion, traditional Nigerian religion, when you want to worship all the gods and goddesses, you don't do that empty-handed.
At the water's edge, face dripping with river water, Sewa Akinsanya explains why the festival is particularly important for women.
It's not as if I'm barren, but I'm disturbed a little bit. I have 2 kids already, but for a good 9 years, I just need a baby. So I came here to seek from the Oshun Festival to give me another one.
Akinsanya is a Christian, but sees no problem asking Oshun for help to conceive. Also at the festival is Ibrahim Musa. He goes to mosque through the week, but calls on Oshun for favours once each year.
I'm a Muslim, so I go to mosque and pray to God. But Oshun is once in a year, and it's a word of blessing. What you ask, you shall be given.
They, like Yekins Arauye, see no difference between Yoruba traditional beliefs, Islam and Christianity, saying each is about worship of a supreme God.
Olodumare Allah, or is it the Jesus or the Lord you talk in the Christian version, is still the same supreme being that you are talking about.
Prayers and sacrifices made, devotees fill up huge plastic containers with river water to take home. They may use it to call on Oshun for extra help through the year, explains Emmanuel Olukoba.
Because this water, we believe that if we use it for any our problem, it will kill. That's why many people are taking the water.
The music and dancing continues into the night as worship gives way to revelry. The Yoruba are one of the largest ethnic groups in Nigeria, about 1/5 of the country's 140 million people. Sarah Simpson for VOA News, Oshogbo.